This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Rich.
And Mark.
And Mark, I remember to unmute you. Wow, sometimes I'm good at this. It's almost like being a professional. Not quite, but working on it.
Hey, if you get paid for something, you're a professional, man. I learned that.
Okay, fair point.
That's the difference. You're a professional. May not be a very good or skilled professional, but you're a pro.
Okay.
You just called Ari a man, you trans bigot.
I didn't even notice, Mark.
When did I mention gender at all?
You keep it up, sport.
Anyway, so we're talking about the possibility of vaccine mandates here, and, you know, as much as the idea of vaccine mandates, you know, scare the hell out of me, as, you know, the government basically putting a gun against your head and saying, hey, do this thing or we'll kill you. I mean, they do that all the time, but inject this foreign substance into your body or we will kill you seems a bit beyond their usual obey or be killed thing.
I mean, does it? It's still got the or be killed part. Either.
Yeah, but they're not telling me that they'll kill me if I don't put on a seatbelt is very, very different from telling me they'll kill me if I don't inject something into my body.
Yeah. But they're willing to kill you over a seatbelt. What makes you think it doesn't seem out of the ordinary if this is more severe than not wearing a seatbelt that it would carry the similar consequences?
You're going to have to make your case because the average mom and Joe Sausagehead out there that are listening are saying, kill you over a seatbelt? That doesn't happen here in America.
Well, it does. Maybe not over a seatbelt, but over a missing turn signal or going 10 miles over. These sorts of interactions with police regularly escalate to the point that someone is killed. And there are countless news stories about this. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But someone created an entire card game based around it called the Thin Blue Line game.
Well, and it's a logical step, too, right? You get pulled over, the average person will go, well, just, if you're not wearing a seatbelt and you get pulled over, just pull over. You go, well, I don't want to pull over because I'm not hurting anybody, so I'm not going to pull over.
And even if you do pull over, that's no reason to believe the interaction is going to end quickly or with your life intact. I mean, you have Eric Garner, who was just selling cigarettes out on the streets of New York and who died because of that. Or George Floyd, who was killed for basically having a $20 bill that was counterfeit in his possession. So maybe not over a seatbelt. I can't think of a seatbelt example off the top of my head, but certainly for selling loose cigarettes.
But experimental vaccine, well beyond that in the general scope, definitely falls into their purview of do it or we'll kill you.
I mean, look how much they've invested in the COVID-19 pandemic. Just on the vaccines alone, billions upon billions of dollars they've given to these drug companies, these multi-trillion dollar drug, or at least multi-billion dollar drug companies, none of whom do I trust. What happened to, you know, the distrust for Big Pharma that was rightfully earned up until, you know, COVID-19 happened, and suddenly, oh no, we can totally trust Pfizer and Johnson and Moderna. Now, granted, I don't know anything about Moderna because I've never heard of them prior to COVID-19, but I know that Johnson and Johnson and Pfizer, they don't have a very good track record for being honest, upfront, reliable, and, you know, full of integrity.
See, and again, I don't know if it's a trust issue for the general public. It's a cost-benefit analysis that they do really quickly. Right. They're being fed information that COVID is deadly, that if you get it, you could be hospitalized, not be able to breathe and die. Right. Or you could take this experimental drug and that will likely not happen. They go, well, I'll take the experimental drug because who knows? It's better than hospitalized, can't breathe and die.
I suppose you're right. But let's get to the phones. We've got Greg calling from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was thinking of another topic today to bring up, in this case, the medical related also. And so I wanted to talk about what to do with the funds that are allocated towards saving people's lives or health insurance. So
what funds are you talking about?
Well, let's say that people pay into health insurance.
Okay.
Right? They have they pay dues, and now the health insurance company pays for certain things. So now my question is, suppose that there are a bunch of people that have emergencies in the emergency room and heart attacks and other things like that, and then there are other people that are waiting to get elective surgeries, right, which they can obviously survive without. If there are a lot of people going to the hospital that need emergency care, would you say that it's probably more moral to treat those people first, make sure they don't die, even if it means that people waiting for, say, plastic surgery would have to wait longer than they would otherwise?
I mean,
well, not every elective surgery is going to be on the same tier as every other elective surgery. I mean, a trans woman getting breast implants could very well be a matter of life and death for her mental wellness, just as much as, you know, something in the ER could be for someone else's.
I'll go ahead and say yes, because let's scale it down to like a triage situation, right? There's a limited number of doctors who can do a limited number of things for a lot of people who are seriously injured. They will prioritize, right, who gets treated and in what order. So if you're talking about a situation where an emergency room has, you know, I'm going to say limited, but, you know, figure it out for yourself how limited it actually is. You know, limited supply of doctors and whatever level of demand for medical procedures, they're going to prioritize those procedures. Like the risk, you know, the most likely to survive, you know, but will die otherwise will get treated first. The people who are, you know, likely going to die and medicine won't help won't get treated at all, and the people waiting for, you know, breast implants are going to go way down the list because it's likely not a life or death situation, and even if it is, it's probably not as dire as
I've been bitten by so many mosquitoes today. I've gotten really good at just waiting until they land on me, because I took on 3 or 4 and a nature walk today, and you know, I'm from Mississippi where mosquitoes are really bad, but I've never seen anything like this. We got like a half a mile in, and then suddenly there was just this swarm, hundreds of mosquitoes just all over me and all over her. So we got out of there as quickly as we could, but within that
span, home.
No, within that span of like 2 minutes, though, I bet I got bitten 30 or 40 times, man. He was insane. Never seen anything like it. So what he's referring to is that a mosquito just landed on my hand and I killed it.
Oh, and I heard it. I heard the smack.
Yeah, I felt it. But, you know, better dead than biting me.
See, and if you went to the hospital to get treatment for mosquito bites because you might have an allergy to something like that, sure, you're likely going to get pushed down to the list behind the dude who broke his arm. So if you want to call that a moral choice, fine. But it's definitely the doctors on staff are definitely going to prioritize treatment.
Well, it's the doctor's moral call to make. It's not mine to say, oh, no, this person is more injured. I don't have a medical degree, right?
Yeah.
I can't just look at two people and say, no, this one is the more serious case. I just have to expect the doctor to do what the doctor believes is the moral thing to do.
Yeah, and they will. But I'm saying they absolutely will. So whether or not it's a moral choice or not, it's going to happen, and you can make a case
right for
it.
By the way, I think it's likely you might have type O blood, because that's what mosquitoes like, it seems. Everyone type O blood always complains of being bitten.
No, I don't. I was just out there in the middle of the woods where, you know, the mosquitoes were starving to death because they had just found a bunch of still water and they had just had a bunch of babies, and then suddenly there was someone there they could eat. So
the breed.
Exactly. All right. So my point is, my premise is, there are times when it's clear who you should serve first. You know, the person who's about to expire and you could save their life, probably more urgent to save than somebody whose life is not in danger immediately.
Yeah.
So my point is this, that given the limited amount of funds, resources, doctors, beds, and so forth, our society would be more moral if it would prioritize the cases where people are actually need to be saved first. Meaning, that's how they do it in Canada, by the way, with the, you know, they prioritize you know, the surgeries and so on based on that.
Why can't we just let the doctors do that for themselves? Why does society have to do it?
Well, what happens in a capitalist system is that if you have a big wallet and you can pay more, then you can push aside people who may need it more than you.
Do you have any examples of this actually happening, or is this just something that, you know, socialists like to say has happened?
Well, for example, 25% of all diabetics ration their insulin in this country, and in no other country does it get nearly as high as 25%.
Well, that's because of the intellectual property, though. That's not because of anything doctors are doing. It's not because doctors are taking more money to prioritize other patients. Can you stay with us for a little bit longer, Greg?
Sure.
Okay. More coming up here. We're going to continue this discussion because I happen to fall on the free market side of things. And if I recall correctly, Greg actually likes intellectual property, but that's what's causing the insulin.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. And once you do that, You'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs, including a number of short videos there that will teach you the basics so you can get started learning about this world-changing, important information. But if you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, Bitcoin.com. Now, it's not a thing that I can follow closely, but one of the reasons I really love doing Free Talk Live, in addition to all the other things, but, you know, I get updates pretty regularly about what Bitcoin is doing. Do either of you happen to know what Bitcoin is doing these days? Because I am out of the loop. The last I actually saw it was when someone showed me their phone. It was at like 33,000 or something.
39,945, according to Poloniex.
It's been as high as 42,000 in the recent past. Basically, Amazon hinted that it might take Bitcoin in the future, and poo.
Yep. Even in Poloniex, the high for the day was 42,500. So.
Very cool. Exciting things happening. So head on over to Bitcoin.com. But we've been talking with Greg from New York about the healthcare industry in the United States and
the morality of society.
Now, we were talking about doctors and triage and how, quote, society can treat the sick before treating the less sick. And, Greg, I have to take issue with how you jump straight to insulin, which is not something that's even controlled by doctors. So let's focus the issue here on doctors and their ability to triage and how that relates to health insurance.
Sure, absolutely. And by the way, we veered into intellectual property right at the end, and I just want to correct one thing. I am not a fan of intellectual property.
Okay.
I'm a fan of open source, and Bitcoin and Ethereum and other Web3 technologies are totally open source. So, yeah, I'm not a fan of restricting people.
Well, okay.
My whole point.
So, real quick, just to be clear. Open source and intellectual property are not mutually exclusive, right? You can open your source up and license it a certain way and still retain the IP on it, right? Like Linux is technically open source, but you're not allowed to call it Linux unless you pay Linus his Linux fee.
I'm not sure about the trademarking issue, but GNU Linux is based on the GPL, which is a viral open, say, free software.
Right.
This is actually free software versus open source debate. But all I'm trying to say is whether it's open source for practical reasons or free software for ideological reasons, the fact remains that people can see the source of the code that they're running. So they can actually trust it.
Yeah, but that's unrelated to, you know, like Microsoft Word versus LibreOffice.
Well, all of it is a little unrelated to the medical thing, but I just wanted to set the record straight. My whole point is that intellectual property is a form of property, and in this case, there is no scarcity, but in other cases, there is, and we need a man-made system to prioritize and allocate resources one way or the other.
Yeah, it's called the free market.
Right. So if we use the free market, for example, to determine who gets medical care and who doesn't, that's a lot of people will go without. Completely. And so in the United States, for example, many people...
Well, not necessarily. I mean, that started around the 1950s, if I recall correctly. Ron Paul, as an actual doctor, talked about this quite a lot. But in the early 20th century and prior to that, your ability to pay your doctor wasn't going to keep him from caring for you.
Well, sometimes it did. The COBRA Act was passed because in the 1980s, hospitals would turn away patients who would die on the way to the next hospital.
Which, incidentally, would be the latter half of the 20th century and not the earlier part or anything prior to the 20th century, which is what I mentioned.
Well, I think another thing that's worth pointing out is many of the places in the world that have socialized medicine don't provide really great medical care because the socialism is bad at allocating price and distribution, and we know that the free market is really good at that. I would say that, sure, if you talk about big businesses deciding whether or not to treat a patient for free, some will decide they don't want to treat a patient for free, and that certainly can be an issue. But I mean, ultimately, the United States' system is about as close to socialized as you can get. Remember that 4 out of 5 people who receive medical care are likely to be Medicare or Medicaid. And then there's the people who are getting essentially their health insurance subsidized by the Obamacare or whatever. And then there's the people who are not paying attention to price at all because they have health insurance. So the amount of people that are coming into their pocket.
Not to mention the people who are being fined because they don't need health insurance, but the health insurance companies need some kind of way of getting young, healthy people to pay for the health insurance costs of elderly and sick people.
Well, let me just say this. I agree that the United States has a lot of social safety nets. I agree that there's Medicaid. And furthermore, many countries that score the highest on the Economic Freedom Index, like Hong Kong, Singapore, have government-run health systems. Not even single-payer, they're government-run, and they still have the highest freedom. So I don't think it's incompatible with economic freedom. What I'm saying is, if you look at better health outcomes, you always go in the direction of single-payer. Show me one country that has a capitalist, you take away Medicaid, you take away everything, and people have better health care all around access and everything. You have to go the other direction when it comes to need-based services is what I'm.
Well, you also have to figure in that when you start deciding who has single payer and who has better medical outcomes, you also have to look at who has signed defense agreements with the United States that they're currently not living up to their bargain on. If you remove from that calculus every European state that is not paying what they said they were going to pay into NATO, your list would be all your graph would be all over the place.
Not to mention the reality that the United States produces five times as many medical research papers as the rest of the world combined. I don't remember the last time I heard about any groundbreaking medicine coming out of Singapore or Hong Kong. No, it all happens here in the United States, and it's precisely because the wealthy are able to afford these experimental treatments that turn out to actually work.
When they actually
also
work.
Because we'd go after them with patent police if they actually dared to help other people with our ideas. I think we agreed on that.
But they're not. They could produce the ideas themselves. The Hong Kong and the rest of the world, all of these places with socialized medicine, if the United States wasn't sharing its medical secrets with the rest of the class, they would be dying of COVID-19 right now. Let's just be honest.
Well, if you want to put America first, I say stop paying for other people's defense and start paying for the health of your own citizens.
I don't want to put America first, but I'm pointing out that the free market, the relatively free market system that is highly socialized, as Mark pointed out, is still leaps and bounds technologically beyond the rest of the world combined.
And would be that much better if it were entirely a free market system.
It would be. And the United States, not even kind of free healthcare system, is propping up all of the others and, you know, teaching them how to actually make progress in the world of medicine. But thank you for the call tonight, Greg. Always good to talk with you. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bill is coming soon. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promising that the text of a bipartisan infrastructure spending bill will soon be available as a team of senators continue to hammer out that final text. The package is expected to be more than $1 trillion worth of spending on core infrastructure projects like roads, bridges, water systems, and broadband expansion. And fire officials in Oregon and California have been able to make progress against two of the largest wildfires currently burning in the West. The bootleg fire in southern Oregon is now up to 74% contained. That fire has burned more than 646 square miles in and around the Fremont-Winnemah National Forest. Authorities were able to cancel some evacuation orders in Northern California, as they've been able to slow down the Dixie Fire. The blaze has already destroyed 42 homes and scorched more than 380 square miles. Firefighters have been able to get it 32% contained as of Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News. A federal moratorium on evictions expired late Saturday night, with millions fearing that they will soon be forced from their homes, some adding that it also adds to the risk for COVID spread. Brad Bernards reports.
Anger and frustration mounted as President Joe Biden showed no signs of reversing plans to allow a nationwide eviction moratorium to expire at midnight Saturday. One Democratic lawmaker even camping outside the Capitol in protest as millions of Americans were about to be forced from their homes. Congressman James P. McGovern, Democrat from Massachusetts and chairman of the House Rules Committee.
Research tells us that if someone is evicted, they are most likely to move in with friends or family or into a shelter. That only increases community spread and leads to more infections.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said Sunday that the White House and members of her own party were to blame for the moratorium's expiration. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You're more than welcome to join. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight is Aria, Rich, and Mark. And you know, a few months ago, there was a thing that happened. The federal government and I had a bit of a disagreement.
Oh, is that what it was?
About certain things, yes. And, well, it's an ongoing disagreement.
Just an argument, just a fight between...
Disagreement about, you know, various things. And they decided to bring this disagreement to my attention, largely with the FBI, who kicked in my door and held me at gunpoint and even threatened to shoot me at one point. It was quite an interesting experience. You can find out more about it at thecrypto6.com. There's a really cool video there. I don't know who made it, but it's really cool. Check it out, thecrypto6.com. But the reason I bring all of this up, Mark, is that you brought in a story tonight about FBI corruption. And I've always liked talking about, you know, corruption in police forces. But now, you know, the FBI and I, we've had a little tiff now, okay. So all the more reason to talk about FBI corruption. Are you with us, Mark? Because I just heard a lot of really weird noises.
Terribly sorry, the program there disconnected. So
FBI corruption. Do you have that article in front of you? I think we lost.
Eurohedge.com disband the FBI.
Nice.
The Federal Bureau of Investigations continues.
I wish we could go back in time and do that on March the 15th, but go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, it continues its downward spiral into terminal corruption. Sadly, the scandals, criminality, and ethical abuses of the organization are largely ignored by the American public and the institutions of government charged with oversight and correction.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the FBI has been pretty much corrupt since the days of J. Edgar Hoover, correct?
Well, they sort of admit that here later in the article is that's one of the defenses that people will use when backed into a corner about disbanding the FBI. Now, the first
it's
thing
it's always been corrupt. You just know it.
I know. We should have abolished it sooner.
So the first thing I say is that is it constitutional? The United States Constitution is very clear in the 9th and 10th Amendments that basically anything that isn't mentioned in this document is a right that's reserved to the people or the states.
Sure.
And thus, the FBI, having not been mentioned in the document, doesn't sound like, to me, it is a constitutional organization.
Okay.
I think it's worth giving them their due that they've done some really great work in stopping kidnappings. I mean, kidnappings are almost unheard of in the United States.
Was that really the FBI that did that, though?
I think they deserve credit for it, yeah.
And I will say this, you know, constitutional or not, can you see value in an organization that, you know, operates at a level higher than just the state, right? Because for your kidnapping issue, if you kidnap someone in Montana and you drive into Idaho, right, Montana police don't have jurisdiction anymore. You got to talk to the Idaho police, and then they have to coordinate, and then, you know, whatever. So you're talking about, like, now all of these agencies have to interoperate with each other anyway, or you just have one that's one step above that can handle it.
Right, like, and another thing that the Free Talk Live studio reported on years ago, and I continue to mention it because I think it's really important, is that in March of 2015, and several times since then, but in March of 2015, it's very, very clear that for 3 months, 3 weeks in that month, they ran the world's largest child pornography distribution website.
It's worse than that. I mean, in 2018, they were the largest child porn distributor on the planet.
Well, that was true. That was true in March 2015, too.
Okay.
They've done it several times. They've managed to take the cake multiple times as the largest distributors of child pornography. But I just want to make it clear, in this playpen situation, not only did they take over the website and run it, as ostensibly the owner of the website, they upgraded it so that people could download more. And they only made like 12 arrests, and of those arrests, everything fell apart except for two people that pled out.
That was because the FBI was going to have to reveal the exploit they were using to identify people who were using the Tor browser, and they didn't want to reveal that, correct?
Well, that's one of the reasons, but another reason is because they didn't get a federal judge to sign off on the warrants. They got a magistrate from Virginia, and nobody was in Virginia. So, they did all of this. They distributed hundreds of thousands of pictures of child pornography. And I've been told my whole life, I don't know about you, that you're victimizing people when you share child pornography. And therefore, the FBI victimized all these people with these hundreds of thousands of images to what we presume is tens of thousands of people, arrested 12 and lost the case on 10.
Right.
I mean, it was a stunning defeat.
So don't misconstrue my question to assume that I'm in favor of the FBI in its current form.
No. I wouldn't be either.
There could be value for that type of service in a free market where it's extra jurisdictional.
We wouldn't have jurisdictions in a free market system, right? If someone had done something immoral, it would be more of a Batman type system where the enforcer of the law, whoever that was, the vigilante, could just go and do something about it.
Sure, but they would have to cross whatever borders or boundaries that do or do not exist.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're going to move from a state-based system to a non-state-based system in the relatively near future, like tomorrow. So in that period of time, I can see the point of a policing agency attempting to handle these inter-jurisdictional crimes. But, I mean, you would presume if they're going to do it that they're going to do it well, and they're not going to flub it up on a colossal scale over and over again.
Yes.
And the thing is that they do, and they're not held accountable. And this is really important. When you don't hold people accountable, you get unaccountable people and, like, unaccountable behavior.
So we were talking about a different FBI story on the podcast that I do yesterday, and this was in relation to the Michigan Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping, right, and how that was...
Where, like, half of the people involved in that were, like, informants or FBI agents?
Right. So we're talking about that, and then here's my conspiracy theory. The FBI doesn't care that we know that they're, you know, full of informants, right? That, for them, is now a chilling effect, so that other anti-state or, you know, protest organizations are chilled to not act on anything because they assume that no matter what organization they're part of, there's an informant in there that's going to put them away.
Well, that's a fair assumption. And it's all the more, I mean, people shouldn't be planning any sort of violent crimes in the first place, or any sort of violent acts in the first place.
Right.
So that's sort of the issue there. But the FBI's presence in any of these groups, I mean, it's almost guaranteed at this point.
Right. And that should make the groups not want to do anything. Right.
Well, they shouldn't want to do anything anyway, right? I mean, if they want to do something, these FBI informants and agents, they're really good at, like, dragging that out of people and helping them escalate it to a point where it wouldn't have naturally gone.
Right. And again, beyond the Gretchen Whitmer thing, right, the January 6th Capitol riot, protest, whatever you want to call it, right, that may not have happened the way it did if not for provocateurs, right? Like, you're allowed to go there and hold up your rally sign, your protest sign, but if someone in your group, you know, is saying, like, yeah, we should go in, you can presume they're an informant, and if you're always worried about that, you may not even go to the protest at all, and your voice is muffled entirely because you're not even willing to protest for fear of some sort of reprisal by an informant.
Well, you shouldn't let fear of punishment dissuade you from doing something, at least in my opinion, but you should always be driven by the non-aggression principle so that you're not going to aggress against people in the first place. If you're not, then there's no reason for the FBI informant. I mean, he has no power over you if they can't control your emotions and provoke you into doing something.
But this is also coming from someone who was raided by the FBI for a non-crime, right?
Sure.
Yeah, so.
But, you know, they are corrupt, as we're talking about, as we're going to continue talking about. 603-283-6160. What are your thoughts? Can we fix the corruption in the FBI? Stay with us. We're going to talk about it. It's
Get Healthy, Not High, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. As far as I'm aware, the only national radio show that whose studio has been raided not once, but twice by the FBI.
An outstanding distinction.
You know, it's weird. It's weird to be able to say such a thing, right? But we're talking about FBI corruption, so it's always worth bringing that up when we're talking about the FBI. That, hey, here's this libertarian talk show on close to 200-ish radio stations that, for the life of us, we just can't seem to avoid getting raided by the FBI.
Speak truth to power, man. They'll come after you. It's the stick.
It certainly was not long after, I think it was Free Talk Live, was talking about the playpen incident back in 2015 that the first raid on the Free Talk Live studio happened.
Yep. 30 days.
30 days, I mean.
30 days within us reporting on it, and within 7 days of us reporting on the Mulhere Wildlife Refuge takeover, where they, what it appeared to me, looked like they were going to assassinate those last three people. Now, I'm not saying those people should have taken over that wildlife refuge, but I'm also saying the Federal Bureau of Investigation should be trying to take people into custody that have broken the law, not trying to put a 50 cal through their head.
Sure.
Yep.
So we're talking about corruption here. Mark, you want to get into the actual article?
Yeah, let's go on here. Federal Bureau of Investigations continues its downward spiral into terminal corruption. Sadly, the scandals, criminality, and ethical abuses of the organization are largely ignored by the American public and by the institutions of government charged with oversight and correction. Outrage after outrage is reported. Hearings are held. Inspector General reports are issued. But the systemic corruption is never really tackled, and dirty cops skate away unscathed. This situation is constitutionally unacceptable, corrosive to the public trust in law enforcement, and a threat to the survival of the republic. And I'd say this is true. It's first off, I don't know whether it's the FBI is constitutional in the first place, but certainly the
idea. Well, I didn't agree to the Constitution, so whether it's constitutional to me or it's irrelevant.
Right. The Constitution is a set of laws that's enforced upon us, but the idea is that the government plays by those rules, and they don't. That's what I'm trying to point out.
Yep.
In the past few days alone, we've learned that the October 2020 Michigan governor kidnap plot was largely a creation of the FBI. And this has been true for terrorist plots for the last decade, since 9/11, for the last two decades.
Right. They moved from Muslim people blowing up things to white national extremists doing similar plots.
See, like, we don't hate the Muslims. We're arresting white people, too.
Right. They found a new boogeyman because, you know, national extremism is on the rise, or whatever. And so now that's who they're targeting.
Well, don't forget that the former CIA director, Brennan, said that they were coming after libertarians specifically. I mean, he listed a whole bunch of people, and he said, and even libertarians, because, well, as we saw during one of the, I guess it was Nobody or Rich Paul's bail hearing, the prosecutor lady, she basically was of the opinion that libertarianism means shooting cops. Those were her words synopsized by a person viewing. That's me.
I didn't get that impression at all.
If her only experience with libertarians was the call from Nobody, you can see how one would come to that conclusion.
Agreed. I think it's an unwise thing to plan a violent revolution over a prison phone. But
well, it's an unwise thing to plan a violent revolution at all, but on a jail phone is the dumbest place to have that particular plan. But I mean, no one's perfect, and you know, he was frustrated, he was venting, and I can totally sympathize and understand that. But I do want to stress that there was no part of that hearing that gave me the impression that the prosecutor understood libertarianism to mean shooting cops.
Well, that was what I got from it. She said, and that means shooting cops, right? You know, the non-aggression principle, that's what she referred to. She referred to the non-aggression principle as a, I guess...
Was this the most recent hearing, or is this one that I didn't even see?
This might have been the first hearing.
Okay,
this is the first one.
I did not watch the first one. Okay. We were talking about different things then, sorry.
And it's because during that hearing, the non-aggression principle was referenced as something that nobody adheres to, but they also played the audio recording of him suggesting that cops needed to be shot. Right? So... You know, six of one, half a dozen of the other, man. You can't have it both ways, necessarily.
Well, I get the difficulties in Nobody's case. I'm just saying that that's what that lady suggested, was that libertarianism means shooting cops, and it means, well, not that at all. A whole bunch of other things, not that. And that appears to be, at the very least, one U.S. attorney's opinion about what the non-aggression principle means, and it is... wildly misguided. Would you all agree to that?
Yes, the non-aggression principle is simply a principle of not committing aggression against people, including police.
Ah, but I could hear a case that it is always self-defense.
I couldn't. Well, I mean, I know the case exists, but it's not one that I support. Oh, we lost Mark again.
Okay.
I'm here.
It's singing.
He's back.
He's back. Okay, so it makes no noise when he leaves. It makes a noise when he comes back. Good to know.
Yeah, sorry about that. It just it seems to be dropping out this evening, and I don't know whether to blame your internet or mine.
Blame the FBI. It's the FBI connection.
Every time I want to talk about the FBI, they cut me off. Leadership failures documented by the Office of the Inspector General are now almost standard and part of a tiresome media drip torture for the public to endure. Meanwhile, the FBI had the audacity to issue a Stasi-like tweet urging monitoring of family members and peers for extremism.
Yeah, and the turning people against each other.
Right? I mean, now, when I was a kid...
Does your brother have libertarian views? Let us know.
I was sitting in my mom's 71 Cutlass, and... I, you know, sort of asked her questions like, "What makes the Russians, the Soviets, so bad?" And obviously, I don't remember verbatim what was said, but essentially, what I recall her saying was, "They get kids at school to tattle on their parents." Now, I don't know what this lady was trying to hide, but that's what she told me.
Yeah, and that's now in America.
Right. I mean, we're essentially doing what, and they say Stasi, so East Germany here. I'm not going to argue with that either. You know,
well, there's the whole see something, say something culture that's rising now, this whole Karen culture and snitch culture that's rising. It's definitely come to America.
Absolutely.
Only the government didn't have to actually come out and, you know, enforce it or throw people in the gulags in order to cause it to happen.
Well, because they created a boogeyman for people to be scared of and said, "If you want us to protect you from this boogeyman, you got to let us know."
Yep.
And so people are informing on, you know, loved ones, relative friends, neighbors, whatever, because to them, that's the boogeyman.
And remember, what we learn about the FBI in the press are only the stories that are so outrageous the FBI cannot keep a lid on them and is forced to make disclosures via toothless inspector general reports, but never anything that results in a criminal indictment. Now, ladies and gentlemen, are the FBI such a group of white-hearted paladins that none of them has ever done anything that's worthy of an indictment? I mean, what group is this good?
Well, I mean, that very obviously isn't the case. I mean, wasn't J. Edgar Hoover guilty of intimidation by threats?
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of things. People just accept Hoover as history at this point, and they don't even, you know, they don't hold anybody responsible.
Yeah, but he is the symbol of the FBI. He is the FBI head that everyone thinks of when they think of the FBI, and that's what the FBI is. He's the paragon of FBI-ness, and he's one of the most despicable human beings who ever lived.
I think that probably what Americans think about the FBI is that they are the pinnacle of policing. But if you believe that police are at some level corrupt, any level corrupt, and a lot of Americans do, then what happens if you take a group of police and you hold them less accountable? Because the FBI doesn't have chest cams. The FBI doesn't even have to record a conversation with a witness or a suspect. The FBI is, if you think about Martha Stewart, the FBI is allowed to say whatever they want happened in an interview. We don't know whether Martha Stewart lied to an FBI agent. We only know that she didn't think that she could beat a case against a case for lying to an FBI agent.
Yeah, and if they're infiltrating groups and starting their own, you know, events, right, like the kidnapping plot, if they're starting their own plots in order to entice people to join, right? Yep. And, of course, they're going to do that and continue to do that because they can get away with it, and they're not beholden to any sort of standard. So if they only get, you know, 2 convictions out of 12, it doesn't matter. Because what makes the front page headline is that they've arrested 12 on a terror plot.
Yep.
Right.
And that just incentivizes them to continue. They probably get promotions if such a thing happens.
A medal, pat on the back.
Even though there was probably no threat of Whitner ever being kidnapped without the FBI involvement, it is definitely corrupt. What are your thoughts? How would you fix it? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.